Nail bomber who wanted to start racial vare converts to Islam in prison. By Victoria Friedman on February 17, 2021. A jailed far-right nail bomber who had said he wanted to start a racial war has allegedly converted to Islam in prison, reportedly asking to be called Saddam in admiration of former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. David Copeland, 44, was sentenced to life imprisonment in 2000 and must serve at least 50 years for his 13-day nail bombing campaign in 1999, during which in three separate attacks he targeted London's Bangladeshi, Black, and LGBT communities. In total, his devices injured 139 people, and his final bomb, planted at the Admiral Duncan gay bar, killed three people including a pregnant woman. Fellow former inmate Andy Ross, who has since completed his sentence for armed robbery, told The Sun on Monday that Copeland, who had said he wanted to set fire to the country and stir up the racial war, had converted to Islam in the hopes of being reborn in a different body after death. He also allegedly told other prisoners at Her Majesty's Prison, HMP, Franklin, that he wanted to be called Saddam. Copeland prays every day and sees practicing as a Muslim as a way of getting forgiveness and changing. But he still has a twisted mind, Mr. Ross told the newspaper. Copeland was also sentenced in 2015 for the brutal attack on another prisoner using a shiv, specifically a toothbrush modified with razor blades, while serving time at HMP Belmarsh in London. He is now residing at the high-security Franklin Prison in Durham, a jail home to other high-profile prisoners, including Yorkshire Ripper Peter Sutcliffe until his death from coronavirus in November. The prison had also hosted Islamist terrorist Michael Adebolaho, who along with Michael Adebowale murdered and attempted to behead Fusilier Lee Rigby near Woolwich Barracks in May 2014. Just 3 years later, sources at Franklin claimed that Adebolaho had groomed other inmates who then converted to Islam and were radicalized under the terrorists' influence, some swearing allegiance to Islamic State and pledging to commit attacks upon release. Franklin was also the first prison to have a purpose-built extremists unit to keep Islamists away from the regular prison population and stop them from attracting recruits. A Ministry of Justice 2019 report revealed that Muslim prison gangs were forcibly converting non-Muslim inmates under the threat of violence. A Christian chaplain claimed the year before that some convert for protection. While a 2015 Prison Officers Association report claimed non-Muslim inmates were being forced to pay a protection tax, or jizya, if they did not convert. However, prison officers have claimed some inmates have become convenience Muslims to play the system, including to gain access to better food. Despite three jihadi jails opening in recent years, only one, Franklin, remains open, meaning that just 3% of Islamist extremists have been isolated to stop them influencing or threatening other prisoners.